enough. We saw Tosis yesterday. What exactly Harsha is, obviously it's something. But to figure out the reality of Harsha is something that mystified all Rishonim. Number one. Number two, what mystified them is besides understanding all the sugyos about Harsha, they had to understand the minig, the halacha lemaisa of the minig, how it works. They had to understand the psak like Rabbi Yochanan, not the psak like Rabbi Yochanan. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? It seems to be the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon. And we generally paskin like a second lashon. And it seems to be the sugya support that. But Tosis says, when Tosis wants to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, where's Tosis called? Tosis quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia is talking about Hekdesh, or the Gemara Bava Metzia is talking about Hakno. What is the Gemara Bava Metzia talking about? Let's just read the Gemara Bava Metzia. Because what does our Gemara do consistently? It seems the Lishna Kama says that applies to Hakno. We'll see what the others would just say. But now, Rabbah Metzia. Tosis quotes Rabbah Metzia. Ahu Masusa. Dav Zayin Omer Aleph. Oy. The Gemara says here, what's the story? Havumatsusa, Havamitzalo Beitre. There was this bathtub that two people were fighting about it. Once, and Tokvecha b'faneinu, hekdish and makudash. We're talking about hekdish, hekdish, hekdish. And when the Gemara finally reaches the conclusion of Zayin and Aleph, Gemara says, "Uposhta, have uved the bay Ravchis, the Ravchis the bay Ravchuna. Uposh ma hudi omer Rav Nachman, komomun shen yochol otziu b'dayonim hekdish o'en a kodesh." Rabbi Yochanan says differently. Okay, so what is the Gemara talk? Hahumasusa. This bathtub was karka. Okay. Now, the Gemara here is only talking about one thing, hektish. So what is Tosis trying to prove, and what does Tosis make a jump? Tosis is trying to prove one thing, that the Gabe Hektish, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Then Tosis says the next step. Not only do we pass like Rabbi Yochanan in Hektish, Hektish equals Haknoah. Well, let's see our previous Gemara. Tznuim, who Rabbi Yochanan? It's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Tznuim. The Gemara said, according to Tznuim, each kiyaktish beis hakodesh amarachmona. Okay, So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's all the Gemara is trying to say here, all these things happen if it's Eino Bershuso. What can't you do if it's Bershuso? You can't be Mafkir it, you can't be Poda. Poda, now Tosis makes one assumption. And that's what Chaim says in the Sefer, that he says in the Rambam, that there's no Das Machna, you don't count to a Maisik Kinyan on something that's not in your Rishus. So Hektish, we learn from Hektish to all Maisik Kinyanim. So, and that's where the Gemara is coming from here on Samach HaSamad Beis. Wonderful. So now, but then Tosis bumps into a problem. If there's no Haknah, something's Eino Bershuso, and that's how we pass. And there's no Maisik Kinyan, something's Eino Bershuso. So what do we do with Harshah? Problem. Jumps in Rabbeinu Tam with one of the most unusual pieces of Rabbeinu Tam genius. It's super genius here. And say the whole thing is a fantasy. The whole thing's a big fantasy. What is it? We go through the... But understand what Rabbeinu Tam says and how this fits with Rabbeinu Tam and Kedusha. The whole fantasy is like this. We go through the process of a Kenyan. We make believe it is a Kenyan. Has all the power of a Kenyan. All the details of a Kenyan, even though there is no Kenyan. And we treat it, and it's a Shlichus in this make-believe. Since it's only a Shlichus, the process of making a Harshah, we go through a Maitzah Kenyan. Well, all the steps of a Maitzah Kenyan. And it has all the rights of a Maisik Kinyan. That means if I didn't have a vested interest in this, I couldn't do anything. So if you actually have a Kinyan, okay, you have a Kinyan. You don't need Harshah. But if you don't have a Kinyan, so if you say the Metzl Shushal of so you have a Kinyan. That's not a question. Because of the Metzah Shinshavia, someone asked me a question, the Ramban that we learned about Shutfas, no. The question is, what is a Shutfas? The Ramban said Shutfas is they both own together the whole thing. So if I own one half and you own one half, according to the Ramban, that's not a Shutfas. Other people say it is a Shutfas. So the Ramban, in his idea of what a Shutfas is, we are joint owners of an entire joint entity. So then he says one person can't act on behalf of it. But the Ramban is not talking about if I own 15 and the other owns 50. So here, if I own 50, I can ask for my 50 and on behalf of the other person, because you cannot say la baldvaram didiya. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is happening? What's happening is an amazing thing. One big make-believe. They made it, and obviously such a thing has to be a Takanas Chachamim. Takanas Chachamim is, you go through the process of making a Kenyan. You have all the powers as if you had a Kenyan. And you can therefore go and say, I'm asking for, but the person says, wait a second, you don't have any king, therefore you're only sheikh, I can change my mind. So, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam says, in this fantasy, it's a total fantasy. Even though there's no shlichus to a guy, there's harshah to a guy. Right? Because you make, it's if there would be a king, you could give the guy that. And therefore, it's all the dinim as if there would be a Kenyan. It's an amazing thing. This idea of a guy, Tosis never said that was the minik. No. Once, be very careful with Rabbeinu Tam. Once, Rabbeinu Tam came up with his explanation of what Harshah is, says, and therefore my conclusion is that you can use a goy. Now, the question is, how Rabbeinu Tam dealt with the Gemara in Shavuos. What does the Gemara in Shavuos say? Let's take a look at the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos says you have to do it. The time that you have to be swear to the Baal Mom and Atzma. And there we're talking about bringing a carbon. So let's see how the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Shavuos. And just to see what the Gemara in Shavuos is talking about. Sometimes, rather than going through a whole sugya, we see how the Rambam quoted it. Where's Gemara in Shavuos here? Give me a Gemara in Shavuos and give me a Rambam. But the question is obvious. Because you can say Hefka Bezin Hefka. You can do all the things when Bezin has tremendous powers when you work in the world of Dinei Mominus. But then we get to a carbon. Oh, okay. Now, Gemara says as follows. Lamed Gimel, and we'll see how the Rambam says. Time of the Ishploni, Hamonu Ploni Biad Ploni. I'm representing Ploni to get money from Ploni. Chayavim. Ah, the Sefer says that she Yishmu Pi HaToveya, and he's not a Toveya. So where do we get this halacha from? Pi HaToveya. So the Gemara says, where do we get this from? We learn it from Shua's Happy Cotton. Shua's Happy Cotton. Or let's see how the Rambam quotes Achi Yishma Pia Toveya. Pia Toveya. It is Mishnah Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Mashmiani lechem mitzavani lechem otzrani lechem. He goes and says, "Here we are." Mashmiani lechem lo tove tiduna shomayish ploni liten limotzaim zuz. Someone promised to give me 200 zuz. Pturim shein chayom el al tfiyas mamam. He says, "I need." Is ptur ad sheyishma mipi hatoveya. Where do we know this from? Im lo yagiv no asabon no my tamud om rabbi im lo yagik siv im lo yagiv no asabon im la achel lo yagiv poto. Where it has a drasha? What is this drasha? I have to be bala mama im lo yagik siv. Below Drish, and you don't tell it to him. Who is the him? So how does the Rambam quote this halacha? In Vav, the Rambam quotes it. Halacha tes. Perek tes hilchos Shavuos halacha tes. Has to be the Baal Din himself. The Gemara learns that Imlolo. Okay. So obviously, Rabbi Natan had a different understanding of Pia Toveya. Now, so Rishonim quote, in order, in the defense of Rabbi Natan, is a very strong kasha against Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Gemara in Shruas that says like this about Shruas Ha'edus. That what happens is someone is possibly Edus Drabonon. Can you be mashpia him on Shruas Ha'edus? So the Gemara says, Midoraisi, he's an aid. Midorabonon, he's possible. So the Gemara says that no, Shruas Ha'edus is not going to be. Why? Shruas Ha'edus is only for an aid who can come. And Lamaisa, can he come? Or Lamaisa, he cannot come. Lamaisa, he cannot come. And therefore, if I'm Mishbiya, someone who is possibly Edus to Rabbanon, so I'm Potter. Why? Because Lemaisa, he's not included in Lo Yagiv V'no Savono. What is the Halacha in Lo Yagiv V'no Savono? What's in Halacha Shuas Edus? Let's just back up and see the whole picture. The Pasuk says in Lo Yagiv V'no Savono, that says that if I have Edus in Dinei Mominus and I don't come, and the person asks me to come, and I don't come, then I'm over in a lo sase, lo yagiv v'no savona. Okay. So who has to ask? He has to ask me, and I have to be able to come. And I have a mitzvah, lohoyed, mitzvah lohoyed. And if I'm not Makayim in the Mitzvah, I violate him lo yakid v'no savona. Now, if I'm posel midrabanan, do I have the Mitzvah? I don't have the Mitzvah. I don't have the Mitzvah. So I don't have the Mitzvah, I'm not included in the Aveira of not being made. And therefore the Gemara says, if I'm mashbia someone who's posel midrabanan, it's not Shavuos Ha'edus. That I understand. Because Shavuos Ha'edus is on. The mitzvah is someone who Lemaisa Bezin is going to listen to. If Bezin is not going to listen to him, there's no mitzvah to come. There's no mitzvah to bang your head against the wall. So, and here, practically, he can't get to Bezin. No, there's nothing for him to do. That I understand. So, and it's a very big jump to go from there to here. But what does Rabbeinu Tam says? Rabbeinu Tam says a very simple idea. There's no halacha of Bal HaMamon. No such halacha. Halacha is, if I have a right to be Toveya, you have to answer me. Midoraisa, before the Takana Rabbon of Harshah, the only one who had a right to be Toveya was what? The only one who had a right to be Toveya was the Baal Mamon. Comes along, Chacham, and make a Takana. And what does the Takana say? Someone who's not the Baal Mamon can be Toveya, and Bezin will listen to him. Oh, since there is such a Takana that someone other than the Baal Mamon, so that just like the Psul Edus Drabonon changed the din of Korban and changed the din of Shuas Ha'edus, so too, this Takon of Harshah changed it. That if I can tell the person, Lav Voldvorm Didiyad, I don't have to listen to you. If the Baal Mamon would come, and if this person would come to Bez, and Bez says, who are you? Lav Voldvorm Didiyad. So you have no right to be a Toveya, you have no right to Toveya the Baal Mamon. The other person from Mamon, you have no right to ask the Edom to come. But the moment I have a right to go into Bez and with my counterpart, so I have a right to ask you to be an aide. So what is so here you have Rabbeinu Tam, in order to justify his whole world, has said what? Has said, oh, you don't understand, there's no halacha of Baal Mamon. Baal Mamon was only the halacha of the Raisa, because the Raisa, that's the only person who can ask for anything. But now Midrabon and someone else can ask, and therefore, and he can't be told in the Dinei Mamonos Lav Voldvorm Didiyad, so therefore even Lagabe the Eid, he can't be told Lav Voldvorm Didiyad, and Mameli has a Sustvia, the moment you have a Sustvia, You can, there's a din doraisa and chiyuv carbon for shuos eitz. When the Rambam who disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, what does he say here? Ein eidim chayom shuos eitz shiyuv vishu achat fiyas bal hadin atzmo. The dal din atzmo. Ad shiyuv vishu achat fiyas bal din atzmo o shlucho. Shlich. Not true. When the Rambam later on says Morsha, he says, why? Zehabov ha'ashoso she'shlucho shel Adam kamoso. So, wait a second. So, how does he quote therefore? Why does he have to push Shlucho Shel Adam Kamos? Why is that part of it? The Rambam doesn't hold of Shlichus. Rambam holds Shlichus in part. It is a Shlichus, it's a Kenyan. You need the Kenyan to be the Shlichus. Some sort of thing in between. Now, but he says, what in Rambam also? Tvias baldin atzma o shlucho. In the case that the Rambam agrees here with Rabbeinu Tam, that as long as I have a schus tvia, that's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. But he doesn't go as far as Rabbeinu Tam goes. What gives me a schus tvia? Rabbeinu Tam, in order to give me the schus tvia, has a whole ki'ilu make believe here. It's a make-believe Kenyan, a make-believe right, and it's a shlichus. Let's see what the Rajba does. Rajba is somewhere in between. There's a Rambam, there's a Rajba. If you you'll go through the whole Melchamas, at the end of the Melchamas, he essentially says that the riff is like Rabbeinu Tam, which is a very, very big step, because for the riff in Rabbeinu Tam, it means, according to the Ramban, he had no way of justifying the minhag, except for Rabbeinu Tam. Now, take a look on the Rashba. Rashba says like this. Okay, he says. I'm a metal to the pekodin velo karfri. If metal of a pekodin and he katsvina, everyone says. Avila adin lishna kama. Pekodin velo karfri yochula haktish. How do I know? But who garbed, I see kurla pumnara, also kuli alma shok kulchadme, avalu harain kumudorshan of a shamayim. He says, could be Martishin. Odel, I mean, and I go on about Hagam Rishon Kishon Kefal. He says, what does he say? How do I know that you can be Martish a Pikodin? He says, listen, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan is based on the Mishnah going about Hagam. Right. So that means, according to, is a pikodin in his rishus to be maktish or not, depends on kefal. You steal from a shomer, anyone who learned hamafkid knows that, you steal from a shomer, you pay kefal. So apparently a pikodin is in his rishus. Going to be based on nivka misham tashom kefal abaylam, perik hamafkid. Okay. Kevin Shiochal Haktish, Avhu Yochal Lichtov Alem Harsha. Ubelvad Shiiknelo Ba'achos Min Haknos. In Mo's name, if it is, remember, they didn't have paper money. When they were Machna Mo's, they didn't have bank transfers. It was coins, and coins you cannot have Kenyan Suter on. Agav karka. Shamos ain't a nicknam elabakach. That's the only way. If sharmatat lemain, nicknam bechlipin, or agav karka. The ilu matal lem shainim biyado. If you don't do a mashicha, that's the only way you can do it. Ube harshot sorchu lichtov din zil don ve apeg lenasha kadisa besamach. The act is shiny. The shamir le gavoa kamsir le hedges. Okay, you can do it. It's like, okay. Okay, now he says, Ika the Amri. He says, now the Rashi. So the Rashi has explained the first Lashon. Now it's the second Lashon, and how do we paskin? Second Lashon disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, the second Lashon doesn't disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. V'nafkamina v'gezel shahu be'en b'yad gazlan lo nesiyar shabaylim or a milva b'shtar shav b'shan yochol ha'akdish teres ha'kozuhu midachsiv ki yachish b'ezik ha'odesh abo me'mecher o matona yochol litnom v'lizkots agav karko b'chlip me'bochol mokom shahem kamo she'omarnu. I already said it, and he spells it out here. What's the machlokas between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? Says you go from Hektish and you go to Hakna, or it's a separate din in Hektish. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
What is the connection to pidgin?
Okay, well, let us just see what he says, and we'll have to then go back how he's going to have to do the Gemaras. Means I can do a Maisa Kenyan and something and a Bishusi. I can't do a Pinyan, I can't do a Hefka. Right. Well, who the Ika Ben Lishna Kam Lishna Bats, Minami Milva Bishna Shikno Baharsha Biksiva Masiva. Then he says, you know, something else. A chov, I can't transfer. Why can't I transfer a chov? There are all sorts of reasons. So some people say you can't transfer a chov because it's ain't a b'shusa. Okay. But we have a halacha of ksiva mesira. So the question then goes, very, very simple. So can you do a harsho of ksiva mesira? Since you can transfer any chov with ksiva mesira, so, and you need a real kinyan, so the chov according to Lishna Kama, you can transfer milva bishtar, also with ksiva mesira to a morsha. He says, no, why not? And if you take a look in the Rambam and Harshah, the Rambam and Harshah says like this. He says, "Haizlo milvu biyaracher." Ain't a yochol lichtov harsha aleh. You can't write a harsha. Vafilu hayochov bishtar, even if it's a chov bishtar. Mnei shamilvu lo tzonit. Ain't on a mark to a chaver dover shen a bolim. There's nothing there, nothing tangible you can get your fingers on. Ain't lo chaderach shik no adam bochov ella oba maimed shloshtem. Dover she'ein lo tam, k'mo she'b'yarn, o b'haknot sh'tarchov atzmo, b'ksiva mesivim, b'nei shuk makna shibud shebo. So, what does the Rambam say about being makna, making harsha with ksiva mesivim? So, if you take a look at the Nosei Kelim, so, and he says, take a look, for instance, in the Gra. They have a Gra here. He says, no, you can't do it. The question is, why not? Rambam, it's an outright Kenyan. And according to the Rashba, it's an outright Kenyan. So, and since you can make an outright kinyan and a milva b'shtar with ksiva masira, but not according to Lishna Kama. I have a whole difference between Lishna Kama. Lishna Basra is only whether you go from hektish to kinyan. But here you can do a kinyan. So what's the Rashi we're talking about? That's be understood. Continue reading. Milva peshi evshalach knows it elamayim etshloshin. I've got the low kafir, even though he's not kofir. He evshalich tovol of harsha. Shnabatzik lishna kamet. Came in Armenian to call adracht lo ksid beitzil don. I've got the low kafir. So I have a very simple question on something I said yesterday. What's a check? Can you write, do a maimed shloshtin b'ksav if the person's not here? What is a check? I say, pay to the order of so-and-so. I'm telling the bank to pay to the order of the person I'm giving it to. So if you need three people standing here simultaneously, and that's what why I can't give a chov the maimed shloshtin to harshar. Okay. But if you can do a b'ksav to all those shitas, you can do a b'ksav. And that's the standard thing we do every time we write a check. So why can't they do it? So somehow, the Rashba has his problems with Maimon Shloshti. And he doesn't say stam. He says, Abba, you have to hold our shirt. Lishna Batsu, why? And gives a reason. Not because you can't be machmet. Be careful what he says. If you don't have a right to collect it for yourself, it's not an adrachta. I mean, Lisko spoke. You have to have the ability of taking it for yourself. That's very nice. He quotes the Rambam. But the Rambam is partially in his camp, but not totally in his camp. Because the Rambam says, you can't be mocked at something that's not in your rishus. Yesh mishomer. And he quotes the whole Rabbeinu Tam. When nearly divrei Rambam, says the Rambam. Okay. So I don't know whether I had not originally planned on saying Shia today because it's a long Rashba. I wanted to go through the whole thing. And I was going to make my points. But I saw by the time I finished doing everything I was doing, I saw everyone was upstairs. Okay, so now, if you take a look in Marit Al-Ghazi, I don't know, he has a simple pshat in the Rambam. Very revolutionary pshat. I heard the same pshat from my Rebbe, even though he didn't see the Marit Al-Ghazi inside. He was not as industrious as I am looking everyone's conceivable pshat. Marit Al-Ghazi says like this, to explain the Rambam. Part of, I have money. You owe me money. Part of my ownership is I have a right to go to Beis Din, and you have a right, and you have a chiyuv to come with me in Beis Din. The moment I have any money that is owed to me by someone, it gives me certain rights. Susay tviya be Beis Din. What the Rambam is telling me is I'm not makna the chayfetz itself. I'm makne the susay tviya in Beis Din to you. That is exactly what is happening in a harsha. The object is mine. One aspect of my bialis I'm giving over to you. The schus to be tovei in Beis Din. But that's part of my ownership rights. If I have a property in, if you're holding on to, you stole something from me, so part of my ownership of the object is the right to be toveya that from you in best. Murat al-Ghazi says. And, but I have to be machnet, but the schus to be toveya in best belongs only to an owner. And you're about, but you're about moment, so I'm not giving you the full ownership of the object. No. Rabbeinu Tam says there's no such thing. Either I give you the ownership of the object, or I don't give you the ownership of the object. According to the Rambam, what am I doing? I'm giving you only that. So if I had given you full kinyanim, once you're part owner, I gave away my rights. As the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos, what does the Rambam say? Then he describes what a kinyan is. He says, Hamekach perik aluf hilchos mekar halacha aluf. Hamekach eino nikna bedvarim. No, he says, but you need a ma'aseh kinyan. Avam nikna hamekach be'echad moram shu'n nikna b'hem. You did it b'hem. Kona lokech v'ein tzuchim v'ein echad mehem yochol lach sebo. The moment I transfer ownership to you, there's no way back. Can't change my mind. So if it was a real kinyan, I couldn't cancel it out. There's no way back. But he doesn't have Rabbeinu Tam's fantasy kinyan. He says, no. Something part of my kinyanim and my objects is that I have a right, I have a schus to take you to Besdin, and if you hold it, and to demand my object back. But the schus belongs to only the owner of an object. That's why if I'm not the owner, if I come on behalf of somebody else and I'm not the owner, you don't say Shulchan Shalom going to say La Bal Drum Di Dayad. No, only the owner has the right to take me to Beis Din. Someone who's not the owner doesn't have a right to take me to Beis Din on it. Right? So what do I cancel? I'm able to transfer one very subtle, very, very subtle part of my bialis. And when the Gemara says like this, we'll read it into the Rambam. When the Gemara says like this, he says, "Ikedam yishut v'havi l'may naf gemina." So, what am I? In order to do it, what am I transferring? Do I have to give you full bialis? If I have to give you full bialis, that means what am I doing? I'm saying you own a certain percentage. You own a certain percentage. The moment you can go to Bezdin on that percentage, you go to Bezdin on the whole thing. Possibility number one. If so, but what am I doing? I'm trusting you. I only did it in order to get it. That you're going to give me. You're going to give it back to me. But if you decide, okay, the moment he gave it to me, I'm going to keep it. He's stuck. But the Gemara says no. There's another possibility. Shliach Shavi. What do you mean, Shliach Shavi? So what do I need Harshah for? Why does Gemara always say Harshah? So the Rambam says, oh, what's the Gemara talking? Is there a Haknah of this chus and only of this chus? And let's see how the Rambam describes it. He says like this.
Rabbi?
Yes.
And once he gives it over, the Baal himself can't be to the item?
No, let us see. Let us read what the man says. He talks about it. Very good. He says, "Misha yelo bar chaver pikadon or milva be metal me lots of shliach eidim lavim." Okay, no. Okay. Then he said, "No, no. Excuse me." Misha here shel echad brought to levatal hashlichus or harshos echad harasim mavatal. I can be mavatal. I can change my mind. Per gimel halacha chetz, I can change my mind. I can change my mind. So it's not like a regular. If I had actual ownerships, there's no changing minds. If it's actual ownership, it has to be birshuso, because I'm talking about actual ownership of actual physical objects. Transferring ownership of physical objects requires that there is be birshuso. That's ish ki yakdish beis or kodesh sense. has to be bishus. So when you're talking about transferring physical ownership of physical objects, then we have Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. And the Lishna Kama says, this is, you're taking him into a shutef. That means he's partial ownership, partial ownership. So it's all dinei hakna. And all dinei hakna are what? You're limited by Rabbi Yochanan. But here, it's only a schus in that object. A schus in that object. You're not limited by Rabbi Yochanan. Now, therefore, he says, so what is it? If it's actual physical ownership, you can't change your mind. So comes along Rabbi Siegel, makes an excellent, excellent point. I gave you my rights, Herr Hanami. I gave up my rights to him. I gave it to him. But because it's not physical ownership, I can say, no, I cancel you out. I'm going into Bessie. If I do that and I want to make you a Morsha again, so then I have to make you a Morsha again. But I can cancel it out. That's a very good point. So it is a schus I have. I can be makna that schus. And since I can be makna that schus, but it's a, so I need a ma'aseh kinyan to be makna schus. Has to be objects that are subject to a kinyan. But it's only a schus I makna, the schus to go to Bezin. And then once you have the schus to go to Bezin, and that is the schus of an owner. Just like we saw, those of you who learned Hamafkid last year. So I can have a schus to collect Kefil. I can have a schus to collect Shloshim Shalevin. And you can be marked in those schusim. I can be marked in the schus to go to Bezin. But it does not have all the limitations and dinim. Now, the Rambam says, but if I said, I'm giving you one half, one third, one quarter, one millionth of whatever it is, then it's certainly good. Then he doesn't disagree with the idea if you're by them apart, you can be tomei of the whole. Doesn't disagree with that. But I don't have to do an actual haknah. If I'm mocked at you, lemetzel shlishin rufiyah, there's no way back. Because I gave you an actual kinyan in this. Actual kinyan, there's no way back. I trusted you, okay, you can hand it over to me. Okay, you trusted him. He didn't fulfill your trust. But, okay. But that is apparently how the Rambam learns it. If you take a look how the Rambam quotes, so when the Rambam says, Hashlicho Shabo Baharsha Oso, what does that mean? Shlicho Habo Baharsha Oso. That means I represent him, but Shlicho in the sense not of the parsha of general Shlichos, but I'm allowed to represent him. He gave me that source to represent him. According to the Rambam, can a goy be a Morsha or a goy can't be a Morsha? Of course, a goy can be a Morsha. What is it? Because a goy can get regular kinyanim. It's not shlichus in the parsha of atem gam atem l'rabbi shluchachem. It's a whole different halacha. And that is the machlokas between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. Whether you can be makna such as chos. Yes.
Why can you not sell the chos in the paper?
Just being a little louder. What?
Why can you not make hashah on the shvuah? Why can I not sell the chos?
I can make a harshah on one thing and one thing only. It's a kinyan that the right to go to Bezin is part of a kinyan I have in certain objects. So, I can be marked there through I give you a bailus in my objects. Now, that's what it is. So if I give you a bailus to go to Bezin, then you can be mashbiya, then you have a right to walk into Bezin and ask this person for money. The moment you have a right to walk into Bezin and ask this person for money, you go up to the Edim and say, you are Edim on it, I demand that you are Meyed. Who can demand that someone is Meyed? Someone who can take someone to Bezin. If I can't take you to Bezin, I can't force you to Bezin. If I can't force the other side to Bezin, I can't demand Edus on the topic. If I can demand you a maid, fine. But then we'll walk in, the Baldor will say, I don't want to go to Bezin. So what I should have been to Bezin to be an aide for? This lechora, this pshat in the Rambam Beikir, the Marit Al Ghazi in Bechoros, when he questions the Rambam. Now, what does we have to see? The Rajbi likes the Rambam that it's an actual haknah. We have to see, is the Rajbi saying this sophisticated pshat, this sophisticated version of the Rambam, or he's saying it's haknah gemurah? Will the Rajbi allow, since we paskin like the Lishna Basta, will the Rajbi in general say that I can be machna dover sheni b'shusi? And then we have to go back to our Gemaras. What does it have to do with pidyon hekdeshes? What do we have with hefker? Everything we saw back in the previous sugyas. This is the work we have to. That's why we have to be very careful exactly what the Rashba is saying. It could be he's saying a very radical idea that goes against everything we've seen until now. Could be, and we'll have to see this, how he works it. But this is a very to understand this Rashba is a very delicate Rashba. We'll have to see clearly what it is, what he says. Emet Zeshem Bli Neder, we will do this tomorrow.